This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, we're going to continue on with the rowdiness. But right now, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Quick nod to new sponsor, Crackin' Pop. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crackin' Pop. A reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Yeah, check them out if you're afraid of not having enough ammo. Go to the ammunition depot and stock up and go to these guys and get ready to reload. Of course, joining me again from the Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli, and from Countertech, former New York Police Department Lieutenant Andrew Calente. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm hearing all this stuff and everything. I've seen all of this stuff going on. What I'd like to do is I'd like for you guys to get like some investors together, because if Trump does win, this means we could go pick up some polling companies real cheap.
Yeah, there you go.
I got my eye on Gallup, and just get that throw out that new management thing. But I mean, there's a lot of people out here, and I mean, I just heard Trump outperformed Romney in the primaries, and what was that guy's name? Helmut Norbath,
right?
That professor. I mean, he's looking at this stuff, and Trump outperformed Clinton in the primaries too. She did not get the primary vote she got in 2008. So are we seeing a little psyops here? Are we trying to just take it until the very last minute and then?
Well, I think if I may interject, I think what's happening is she's not going to get the black vote that Obama got.
No,
and that's definite. So, I mean, if they're counting on the black vote to come out and do what they did for Obama, she's going to be rudely awakened.
She's got to get 90% of the black vote.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. The other thing she's got to get, I don't think she's going to get, though, I don't think she's going to get all the Bernie Sanders people.
No.
I don't think she's going to get all the union members out of the Northeast. Because, Donald Trump employs people like that most of the time when he's putting a bill. So. I mean, she can get out there and say all this stuff about, well, he hasn't done this and he hasn't done that. And actually, he's the only one up there right now in D.C. that's actually done anything.
None of them have signed a paycheck except for him. None of them.
Yeah. The Democrats are worried. There's no doubt about it. Regardless of what you hear on the TV, they're worried. Florida is very close. Rubio, took him out, and Rubio was a popular guy. Clinton doesn't have a chance. Ohio has always predicted the president for the last 15, 20 years.
Right.
And it looks very, and that's my state. And even though LeBron James apparently is going to be stepping up to the plate or to the center line, I guess, with Hillary Clinton. I don't know if that's going to be enough to sway the outcome. It does look like Trump is going to take Ohio. Trump should take North Carolina and Pennsylvania. And if he could take either Utah or Nevada, and he'll certainly take all the states that Mitt Romney has taken, he'll make it. He'll get the 270.
Well, Pennsylvania, they say, is up for grabs, but the reality is there's a tremendous number of Second Amendment people in Pennsylvania. Lots
yep.
of them.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the polls. I personally don't believe in any of the media and what they're saying.
Right.
So it's like not even existing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, psych warfare, Steve. Psych warfare. You know, tell them how bad their candidate is and then we'll go and go to the polls. You know?
Well, what we need is what didn't happen in the last election either is a lot of white voters didn't come out and vote.
That's
and now
correct.
With Trump, we have the possibility of this being a reverse situation. As long as, again, what I say is people have to get out and vote. And they have to multiply themselves. They must bring somebody with
you know, it, what I'd like to bring up, do you remember, Stephen, we were talking today, and it was very interesting. The thing that scares me the most is not the people that are, let's say, essentially ignorant, that don't watch news, they'll see a commercial, they'll talk to a friend. Yeah, but it's basically the intelligent people, highly intelligent people that still listen to a lot of the propaganda. Oh,
right.
She has been in the government a long time. She knows what she's doing. Trump, he's a braggart. He's arrogant.
But Roger, at this stage in the game, again, I don't know if I'm too practical for my own britches, but we don't have time to talk about an academic discussion anymore.
That's true.
This well, I don't think it's academic.
What
do you think?
And if I stress anything to any of you guys that are listening to this program, it's just this. Go out and vote.
And vote.
And if
correct.
You can, bring a friend. And if you know someone that's not sure or just plans on opening up a six-pack and watching it on TV, go and knock on their door and grab them and bring them with you.
Good advice.
Let's add one more point, though, that's very important. This would be the first time in history, if I haven't said it before, I'll say it again, that we, the American people, would be electing for the first time a felon, essentially a criminal.
Correct.
Someone who should be, haven't been indicted, would certainly be convicted of one or more crimes and would be spending a very, very long time in prison. She could not get a job as a clerk typist working for the federal government.
How are they going to give her briefings?
Exactly.
Briefings? How are they going to do it?
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. We're in an Alice in Wonderland type of world.
Right.
And the people, the American people, better get it straight. Because they have no one to blame but themselves. If they wake up and everything is supposed to be just fine and dandy, and then a few weeks down the road, they find, well, we lost our Second Amendment rights. Oh, well,
what I'm saying.
And the First Amendment. Well, the First Amendment, too.
We cannot wait until it's too late.
Get out and vote.
What will happen is someone will win. Now, there's another good subject, Bill, that we should probably start talking about before the end of the program, too. And that is, I won't even mention his name because there'll be an association with a country and then, you know, people will get the wrong impression. But there was a renowned dictator who said it's not important how many people vote, but who counts the vote. And the whole
another
question
problem.
About the electronic voting machines, voter fraud, that's another issue. But the one thing that's going to happen tomorrow or within the next 48 hours is somebody is going to win the election. Now, that could be contested. All right. So that's a possibility. All right.
Well, hang on a minute. Coming up on the break.
It could go to the Supreme Court like we had in the Gore-Bush situation. Someone's going to lose.
Yeah, well, hold that thought so we can carry that over into the next segment, would you? Hang on for me.
Do love it.
We'll be right back.
an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly it does. That is lethal lubrication. Combat effectiveness in a bottle. Check them out. Froglube.com. Talking to the shy and retiring guys from Arbalest Quarrel and from Countertech tonight. And Stephen was going to take us down, pick us up with the next topic that we need to look at real quick. Now, Stephen, look at your wristwatch at 8:28. I'm going to be coming in behind you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take off, brother.
All right.
All right, Steve. Well, so you're right, right? We it's time now to just do it and get it over with, right?
It's time to lock and load, Andy. Right? Time to
absolutely.
Lock and load.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's the bottom line here. Enough of talk. Trump has spoken out very well on his terms and what he's laid out in his contract for America. People that are, you know, who have been listening, who care, have been tuning in, listening not only to the main stations, but there's One America News, which is an excellent broadcast.
Right.
There's Fox News, which is excellent.
Right.
You got Hannity here on cable, and you got the O'Reilly Report.
Unfortunately, you know what it is, Steve, though? I was just talking to Roger about it. Unfortunately, the average person puts on ABC, NBC, or
CBS. Yeah, they don't listen to that, right?
And they hear about how little Johnny stubbed
his toe. My point, Andy, is that the information that everyone has gotten, whether they do what we do, you know, surf the channels, surf the programs,
right.
Check out information, analyze it, discuss it, and then come to a conclusion, they don't do it. So at this point, at this hour, everything's been said and done. You can talk to a person that's blue in the face. If they're going to vote Democrat because their grandparents were Democrat, their parents were Democrat, they're going to vote Democrat, or they're in a union and the union's backing a Democrat, or they're on welfare, food stamps, or some type of social program, and they are believers that only the Democrats will give them the entitlements, then we're not going to change them.
Right? Correct.
But what we do need to understand is, well, you know, what, not only what I've been saying, but what we've all been saying is, first of all, the election isn't over, and I think Trump will win.
Right.
Why do I think he will win? Because I don't give a damn what I'm hearing and seeing from the mainstream media sources. I, again, believe that if everyone goes out and votes and brings someone with them, or even goes out and votes themselves and votes for Trump, of course, that it's going to be a landslide.
Well, I said as far back as 10 years ago to my son, who's a commander in the Coast Guard. I told him, I said, listen, this is getting bad. It's as if the government is on Mars and we're down here on Earth, and they really don't want to hear us. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know about it. The coup de grace for me was when they passed the Affordable Care Act. What was it, 17,000 pages that nobody read? And Nancy Pelosi said, hey, you don't have to read it to know what's in it. Just go vote for it. That's insanity. That's total insanity. And that was, to me, that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well,
yeah,
the issue today, Andy, in my opinion, what's ultimately at stake today is what precipitated the American Revolution. And the question is whether the American people, are going to be sovereigns of our own country.
Correct.
Or we are going to let ourselves be ruled by a higher order.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying 10 years ago, right? Exactly.
That's
the people on Mars just don't care about the people on Earth. Just send us the money. Get your money up to us.
Right.
And we'll spend it the way we want. The first thing I think we need is term limits. Term limits are an absolute essential.
Well, again, Andy, that's future. Right now what we need is to get the vote.
Well, I agree with you. That's 100%. We all agree with that. I'm sure that Bill agrees. Everybody agrees with that. That's not the problem.
Hey,
but
Bill,
the thing is,
what?
To stop this, you have to have term limits. You absolutely have to.
Bill, you know your listeners better than we do.
Right.
Let me shut up for a minute. What do your listeners tell you?
Good.
Well, a lot of them, and I agree, I sort of think this myself. A lot of them seem to believe that it's nice to try to do the exercise of the Republic, but the Republic, there's a lot of players in the Republic that don't necessarily want to be Republic-like. You know, they're too many entitlements, too much of this, too much of that, and at some point, because these politicians, you know, 90, I don't know what percentage it is, but 90 some odd percent of these politicians in Congress today, nobody's heard of them. Nobody knows who they are.
They're all on the take.
they don't do nothing. They get, I mean, they're on the take if they just take their salary because they don't do nothing.
Correct.
So I think at some point, someday down the road, and I hope it happens while I'm still up and viable and everything else as viable as I can be, and I work every day to keep myself viable and continue to work on my skill set and everything else. I think one day there's going to be some moment, and, you know, I go back to this whole thing about Cloward and Piven, you know, where they came into New York and overwhelmed the welfare system. I think they expanded the experiment from New York City to, or from the borough in New York City to, you know, to the United States because
right.
it's, and plus you got this lady that wants to be president who's out there saying, I want a hemispheric union.
Right.
Not just a continental union, EU. I want a hemispheric union. I don't want any borders. I want to, you know, which is code for I want to give away the sovereignty of the United States.
Well, she said she didn't say that, Bill. You got to believe her.
Yeah.
Of course.
What we're talking about is the end of the concept of the nation state. There are books that are already written about it. But the kind of dictatorships that we have now are not the kind in the past with a Stalin or a Hitler. Or Napoleon. It's an inverted totalitarianism. It's one that's ruled by the banker, the big central banks, going back to
The problem today is there's too many Andrew Kalentis walking around. There's too many veterans walking around right now. They kicked all of the combat veterans out of the military.
Right.
Most veterans I know take the oath very seriously.
Oh yeah.
You got, you know, by some numbers, there's reckonings of 660 million guns in the United States. Who knows how many gun owners? It would not take a big percentage of them. Because all of these other tyrannical dictatorships we see out there today, that hasn't happened here. And I think you know, we might get pushed into that and everything. But I think in the end, at some point, it's going to be a very sad day in America because America is about to get, if they get the government they deserve, they're not going to like it. And then when that government collapses, like all good liberals, they're going to be looking and blaming somebody else besides themselves. Listen, we're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Coming up on the break. Arbalest Quarrel, Counter Tech, they're here with me tonight. I couldn't have written this to be this way. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256. 800-273-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Welcoming to the fold, Crack and Pop. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need, crackandpop.com. One site, all of your reloading solutions.
Indeed.
Crackandpop.com. Right now I'm talking to the guys from the ArbalistQuarrel.com and Countertech. Real quick, if I can, guys, this is to Andrew, because I've always wanted to ask a police officer from New York PD who might have been in the chain of command this question. Why doesn't the NYPD get out there and train these guys and get rid of that stupid New York trigger?
Yeah, we, as soon as I retired, I put the regular trigger back in the Glock. The New York trigger, they're concerned about the accidental firearm discharges. Personally speaking, I think the training needs big upgrade. Years ago in the 70s, we had training where we went into abandoned buildings, and the instructor gave you a blank weapon. At that time, we were carrying six shooters. And you actually went against the instructors who had, thank God, blank weapons. And it was the best training I've ever had because it was very realistic, and you really got a good feel for what's going on. Today, that training is lacking sorely, and the most important thing that they stress is don't shoot, which is dangerous for everybody.
But well, I mean, is this why I see all these civilians getting shot when these guys have to engage somebody?
Well, there's some of that is that the improper training is making them either jump or not do what they should do. The reasoning that normally goes on in that few seconds or that millisecond isn't ingrained in you, what's happening is you're going back to inferior training where, no, don't shoot. And then also the second thing is they panic and they shoot. So, yeah, I agree with you. The training is terrible. We were just talking about that with some other gentlemen from the department recently. And I watch guys how they get out of cars. And, you know, you ever watch Cops where you see the guys get out of cars down south and they don't pay attention to what they're doing. They don't take cover. There's so many tactical things that can be done to make it better for you and better for the civilian you stop, so that you don't feel fear. You feel you can handle the situation no matter what it is, because fear is what will make you shoot when you shouldn't shoot.
Well, you know, looking at things and looking now, this is one of the things, and I don't know if you guys at Arbalest have ever written about this, but I look at what happened in Paris.
Right.
I look at what happened in Paris, and I first of all, can we all agree the Parisian cops have the infantry capability of the Cub Scouts?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go. Right.
And that was, you know, Europe. And we've defended Europe for so long. We've spent so much money defending Europe that they've been able to build this, grow this mammoth welfare state. And now, you know, all of the countries are having trouble making their payments. So they've started wholesale importing Syrian combatant age men into the country. And we get one of these things happening where you can buy a fully automatic weapon in Paris cheaper than you can buy the civilian counterpart here in the United States.
Well, that's right, because what you do is you buy it illegally. There's no, you know, it just can be done. I mean, that's true in any city here in the United States. You know, if you want a gun permit, you may not get it. But what's going to happen is if you do it illegally, you don't need a permit, don't matter, right?
I mean,
you can get almost anything you want.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that sooner or later, that kind of thing is going to happen here. We're going to have a dismounted Mumbai and Westgate Mall type attack here in the United States.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
And one of the things that I'm seeing out there, which I think is absolutely horrendous, is a lot of these people like Kevin Williamson and Jonah Goldberg and Bill Kristol and all these guys are saying all of the problems that happen now, we can hang on the Democrats. So when one of these dismounted attacks happen, these guys are going to be sitting back saying, well, if it went for the Democrats, that would not have happened. But you know what? I don't care about that. I care about the loss of life.
Correct.
I care about the I gave the military 7 years of my life, and I guaranteed everything that I did with my life. And in those 7 years, they did not take me up and kill me with it.
Right.
And I just absolutely abhor the idea that I supported an establishment status quo that has led to this, to where at some point I'm either going to have to fight, you know, it may unfold in front of me at some shopping mall. I go to shopping malls. I go to sporting events. I go to music venues. I go armed everywhere I go because, you know what? I just don't trust the current situation. You know, how do you guys feel about this whole thing where we can get out there and say, well, you know, it's the Democrats' fault?
Well, Bill, it's our own fault. Again, I'm going to go back to my original statement. It's our fault. It's all of our fault. We let all this happen. Certainly, if you're licensed to carry a weapon, you should carry it. I carry a gun almost everywhere I go. Matter of fact, everywhere I go. You got to be foolish not to. I think if you look at Paris, had somebody been armed and been able to fire back at these people, the loss of life would have been kept to a minimum. But unfortunately, again, the unarmed citizen is at the mercy of the armed terrorist.
I want to throw out something because I'm not a youngster exactly. I grew up in the 50s, and I grew up with all the when TV first came in vogue, and there was a lot of great cowboy programs, and we played cowboys and Indians and soldier and bank robber and today, and in fact, I even remember I was in grade school and I got a six shooter for a Christmas gift. It was a big hefty thing and stainless steel and, you know, it was a camp pistol. I don't even know if they have them anymore. And I brought it in for a show and tell. And nowadays, my God, if I did that, I'd end up,
you're in jail.
I'd be expelled, but, well, they send me to a psychiatrist.
There you go. Right.
A kid today can point a finger at another kid, and all of a sudden,
there's going to be a suspension notice.
Our education.
What is happening in this country to create
It's the feminization of America. They're feminizing America. That's what they're doing.
Andy and Roger, it also goes back to the question that Bill posed to us and his audience. And it's not only the Democrats that are to blame, and
absolutely.
Andy, you're right, ourselves to blame overall.
Republicans,
but Roger and I wrote an article, which, again, is published on Obelisk Quarrel, and Amoland published it as well, and the title was Democrats and Centrist Republicans Are to Blame.
Correct.
Well, it's not just Democrats.
Right.
It's also centrist Republicans.
They're
because
all
the way I see it, you have true Democrats that are true to the convictions of the Democratic Party and their ideologies, and you have true Republicans, which are true to their convictions and on the conservative ideology. And then within the two major parties, you have these centrist factions that are worse than the enemy.
I take it a step further. I think that they're all in bed together. Frankly speaking, they're protecting
taking money from various groups. And that's
all right, guys. We're going to the last break.
Tonight.
Okay. Last break in 15 seconds. I'm going to let you guys finish that up when we get back. I'll have to do this more often. Arbalist Quarrel, Counter Tech. Can you imagine what happens if we have coffee somewhere? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Oh, yeah. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly it does. Joining me one last time tonight, not the last time, just tonight, because we're running out of time, from Arbalest Quarrel, Mr. Katz, Mr. DeAngeli, from Countertech, Mr. Salenti. Is it Calenti or Salenti?
Well, it's Cilenti in Italian. Salenti is good, though.
Cilenti. I like to pronounce it. You can't imagine how many people get Frady wrong. So I try. That's why I asked. Tell me what it is. I'll go with that
no
one.
No problem. Thank you. It's not a problem.
I go with that one. Guys, I'm going to let you. We got about 9 minutes here. Make it eight. So I'm going to let you guys make. I'd like each one of you in that amount of time, starting with Mr. Katz, I'd like for you to come out and make your plea for everybody to vote for Trump. Go.
All right. It's very clear. A vote for Trump is going to be a vote for our national identity, for our culture, for our heritage, for the supremacy of our laws over those of any other nation. And the president and Trump, unlike Clinton, realizes that the duty of the president is first and foremost the protection of the country and its own citizens. We are not policemen of the world. We're not the protectors of the world. And we do not have to bring and indulge what other nations do as far as creating a safe haven for victims of other countries who suffer under horrible regimes. We don't do that to endanger our own people. It may seem drastic to take that position, but morality, first of all, must be considered from the standpoint of what is important to our people and our survival and our future. Then we can start worrying about others.
Stephen.
Okay.
there are many, 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 many good reasons why we should vote for Trump and why he would make a better president and make America the country that it should make be maintained to be, as Roger eloquently said. So if I could just bring one point as a teacher here to this lesson and leave my students remembering one thing out of this lesson, it's this, and it's the thing that impressed me most when I first heard Trump. Now, you know I'm from New York City, and Donald Trump is from New York City. I happen to know business associates that know him, that do business with him, and actually know his son, Donald, and Eric. They both have pistol permits. Donald Trump has a carry pistol permit as well and carries a gun. And they hunt and they competitively shoot, and they're just basically good people. They're successful in their business. But out of all the years that I have watched closely different elections and listened to various candidates for presidency, especially Republicans, because most Democrats would never be in favor of and articulate anything in defense of the Second Amendment or being pro-gun. But Donald Trump, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the first guy ever to be a candidate for president that actually came out and said, not only am I pro-Second Amendment, pro-NRA, but I carry a gun. That's pretty damn strong.
Yeah, the last time I heard anybody compose that was, I think, one of the Bushes pulled out a card, right? I'm a member.
Well, you know, you can say you to get an NRA rating or to give the people the impression that you're pro-Second Amendment, that you believe in the right to keep and bear arms, but you believe in background checks and you believe in this. And no, that doesn't mean that you should be able to carry, only keep it in your home unloaded, locked and sealed in a box. You know, there's a big difference. Donald Trump, to those listeners out there on Lock and Load Radio, better know that he cannot be more pro-gun than you or I. So that's my reason, and to leave you with one thing to remember, why you should get up in the morning, and if you have not already voted, vote for Trump, because if you believe in the Second Amendment, you'll have a president that carries a gun himself.
Andrew.
Yes, I was going to say that this election is probably the starkest in contrast between the two people running. You have Hillary Clinton, who's, if you listen to her speeches, one of her biggest words she uses is regulation. Regulate. We got to regulate this. We have to regulate that. By the way, we got to regulate this. You have the other side where the man is saying, get rid of these regulations. Allow business to flourish. Allow things to happen. Let the American freedom ring. Let, in fact, people decide for themselves. It's worked before. We can do it again. There's absolutely no comparison between the two of them. If we go with Hillary Clinton, we're going to go down the road to more regulations, more problems. By the way, she's going to put all the coal workers out of work. So to make a long story short, the other side of the coin, Donald Trump, the man is a patriot. He had absolutely no reason to run. He's in fact a billionaire. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the power. He doesn't need the position. He just believes in America. And that, to me, is the most important thing and the most important reason to vote for Donald Trump. Period.
And Andy, he's not bought by anybody, and he's using his own money.
Well, that's what I mean. He had absolutely no reason to run. There was no such thing as I'm going to get better for this. Matter of fact, if anything, it's probably detracted from his business. Matter of fact, we know that he actually lost business over because some of the advertisers said, no, we can't listen to this kind of stuff, right? Black Lives Matter, all that kind of stuff. That's insanity. Yeah. I mean, it's a stark difference. It's a stark contrast. It's almost impossible to compare them. It's amazing to me that she's even allowed to run, but that's another issue altogether.
As we head out, let me make sure to give everybody the credit they're due. And let me simply say this. For those of 1% of the American population has served in the military. So that means 99% of the people listening to me right now probably haven't. And that's okay. That was never a requirement for you to be a patriot here in the United States. But I will tell you this. Being ready to go to combat means you are praying to not go into combat.
Right.
And you do not want us to have to try to take it back the hard way. No matter how easy I say it would be, it's still going to be bad. So let's do something about that tomorrow. We can do it. I mean, this is our time.
Right.
Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli, you'll find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com. You'll find them on Amaland.com. You'll find them right here from time to time. We'll probably reconvene sometime next week, guys, and take stock of what we got. Andrew Cilenti.
Yes, sir.
Former NYPD lieutenant, 35 years on the force. Now he's a private eye and everything else, and he doesn't mind slinging it, and I sort of dig that, and that just makes me just all kinds of giggly to think about that. I've always wanted to speak to an NYPD guy up in the rank and everything.
I'm here for you, Bill.
Well, you know, what bothers me about the training of the NYPD is because the NYPD is where Jim Cirillo came from.
Mm.
You know, that, I mean, Roy Rogers, the modern-day Roy Rogers, is out of NYPD.
That's right.
Never lost a gunfight. What is it, 19 of them? So, never lost a gun. So, I mean... Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining me.
All right, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Roger that. We will be back here in 21 hours. And between now and then, it has never been about gun control. This is your time, America. Go vote. Fight the fight. Take the country back. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.